Hello, this is a podcast. I guess it's the fifth or sixth we've done.
It's the sixth, actually, Will.
Hooray! Sixth. And, but really.
The first of the year 2008.
Oh, yeah. And the first of the glorious new era of me.
Yes.
So, Boss anyway.
Will is here.
So, go, anyway.
We can't say go, Will, is that what we say to support you?
Yeah.
Fucking Porter!
Presto Porter.
What are we playing? WoW. I'm playing WoW. You're playing WoW.
You're all back.
Ed, why are we playing WoW again?
Well, I'll be playing Madden now,
are you? No, Ed, but you've been playing... Yeah, the thing is, Ed, you say you've been playing Madden 08, but then you come in one day and say, I'm level 27 or whatever on my new character, and the next day you come in and say, bloody 50 or something like that. So that's
I am a machine in that I play the game. By the time you probably hear this, I'll probably be 60. And I'm right. I was joking when I thought that up, but it's probably actually going to be the truth. But
how long do you actually spend playing?
Yeah. 2 hours a night.
When did you start your Rouge character?
About 2 weeks ago.
Ed has this leveling going, which is forged to everybody in the office.
Because I want to help, I'm being nice.
It's basically a bulleted point list of what you have to do to level up.
And
it's a walkthrough for World of Warcraft to get to level 70. And it reduces it to a series of objectives.
Hang on, Steve, you're going to have to explain how it reduces it to a series of objectives.
Well, because World of Warcraft... There's an aspect of it where you don't know exactly what you have to do. So
I think
there is
the first character...
Sorry.
Telephone.
Mr. Popular.
No, that's about Mr. In Trouble.
Why don't you answer it on the podcast?
You two, you'll have the conversation and Will pretends to be the other person on the phone going...
it's exactly why I'm not going to fucking do it. Anyway, WoW.
WoW.
Yeah, so I'm a machine and I out-leveled Log... ridiculously quickly.
We're the same level. We're both level 54 now. You haven't out-leveled me. I'm a proud man.
At least,
Hey, I've been helping you along the way. I'm not a dick much.
Yeah, and when you get when the other
person... emailed me some gloves.
Email gloves.
You use the paper clip icon and it all goes on the internet.
Just going to the internet cafe.
I'm just going to drop these gloves off to Log.
So anyway, I was in Thunderbolt the other day, and I don't know, I just want to make them tread water here.
Can we have a caveat in saying that I think this is the drunkest podcast that we've had to date?
Definitely.
Did Blizzard accept that? Or even Enterprise?
Some people say things they mean when they're drunk, and that's the worst thing.
For Christ's sake, let's have a real games conversation here. I don't think buying gold, I play a lot of MMOs, I think buying gold is a normal practice, I think it's alright.
I really don't think. The reason, it wasn't because of some sort of misfelt loyalty to Blizzard Web. Talented and amazing as they may be. Maybe. They are.
I think it's purely ethical, isn't it?
It's not even ethical, I just think it detracts from my enjoyment.
I think the only thing it detracts is my lack of enjoyment.
Could everybody take off their shoes and tell us where their shoes are made? I'm taking off my shoes.
Okay.
All right.
We're doing this.
Where am I?
My laces.
China! Oh no!
Oh, you too. I don't know where my shoes are made, but I bet it wasn't China.
Well, it's China. Just because we got plus two shoes of China, does it mean...
What?
But I just don't...
Sweatshops, that's what... you get the gold. You get
these are Skechers, not sweatshops.
But despite any of these arguments, it basically breaks the game. And I don't think that anybody should do it.
I agree it fucks with the economy, but the same...
Not the economy of the game, not the...
Yeah, it does. Have you actually seen some of the economies in WoW?
Can I say, factually... World of Warcraft, the economy is completely leveled by Blizzard. If they want more gold in it, they put more gold in it. Because EVE Online, the economy in it is entirely based... They don't add more items to it to keep the economy in balance. Whereas in World of Warcraft, it's completely fictional. They'll fix anything that they don't like.
Well, what? Yes and no, but Blizzard have proven that they've fallen into the old EverQuest trap of mudflation by just adding more gear arbitrarily.
Well... Nevertheless,
don't let me into an MMO conversation about it.
Nevertheless,
the whole fucking podcast.
I feel that it breaks my personal game, being given all of a sudden. I mean, in a way, it's kind of in the rules of the game to make friends with somebody and then say, "Oh, I'll help you out." It's almost like it's almost like real life. But it's like, but it's not like some bloke in China in real life gives you your, no, it's like.
So I'm saying in real life you never deal with people you don't know.
Who give you free money for no apparent reason?
Free money?
It's not.
But there's
no correspondence between real money and that apart from the fact that they're in a different economy to us and we're abusing it.
I think you're taking MMOs too seriously. Really hypocritical for me.
I just do not agree with it on any level.
Well,
no, that is true. You're not just saying that because you are. You are incredibly uncomfortable with the idea of receiving gold from someone. I know that for a fact. I know you're not just posturing.
No, I do actually. Like, you know, I did accept some money from you, but which I felt really bad about. And I did attempt to get rid of it on something stupid because I felt like it was breaking my game. I just didn't like it.
It's like the nun at Blues Brothers movie. She didn't want their dirty money.
Get out!
There's so many things keeping you from using things like level limits and so that. It's just the money is just another way of keeping.
Yeah, I agree that.
And taking that away means you've just got one less thing.
I don't know. There are certain things in WoW that are bullshit money sinks, like repairs, and the amount that the abilities cost is a complete joke. And as you go along, it's just kind of ridiculous. The how much stuff costs, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I can understand why there's a market, and I can understand why people would do it. I don't think it's great, but at the same time, I don't think it's there. I mean, Richard Garriott admitted he does it, and if Richard Garriott does it,
when did he do that?
Richard Garriott, in an interview, if I'm not wrong, and I will come on record if I'm wrong, but I know I've read that Richard Garriott said that he buys gold and that he buys it in multiple games and that he.
Right, you're totally going to have to justify that before this comes out.
Allegedly. But I'm sure I've read it.
Okay. At this point, if Ed's right or not, we'll sub a little like thing in. Go Ed even going. I'm in.
Ed is right.
Yeah.
We'll play some unsupportable claim music.
Yeah.
I read it. The unsupportable claim jingle.
Also, but the reason I'm looking at you so like sure is because I know I've read it on multiple sites. Okay. So this is
Ed's justification. And we're back.
But anyway, I don't think gold buying is so bad, and this comes from someone who has played so much bloody EverQuest that it hurt him.
I think it abuses. It's an abuse. I think it ruins people's games.
How?
And
how does it ruin other people's games though?
I just don't think it's fair.
Justify fairness, like in.
I don't think you play World of Warcraft like most people play World of Warcraft. I think you're very still, you're still into the whole aesthetic thing of it, the adventure thing of it. Whereas a lot of people playing it, they're purely hooked on the addictive nature of it. When there's an opportunity for a barrier to be removed, they'll all too readily accept.
I like playing it like Diablo. That's what I play WoW, especially Diablo in 3D.
But so if you could pay for experience.
There's the line.
That's ridiculous.
You can give your character to someone and they'll level it up to level 70 for you and give it back to you.
People will
pay to do that, and that's where for us here it becomes it crosses the line.
Enjoy the hell out of WoW.
You can transpose that onto what Will's saying by thinking when you're paying for gold, you're not playing the game anymore. You're just paying someone to play it for you. Because gold is effectively, it's just another type of experience.
There's a difference between taking away the annoyance and taking away the experience of playing the game.
Yeah, I'd actually kind of agree with that, and I totally see where you're coming from. I think in-game currency and buying that, it's kind of where the industry's moving, and I can see why you disagree with that. I think power leveling is rubbish. I think it's stupid, and I think people should be banned for it. People shouldn't be allowed to play, and I think the people who spend all day replaying other people's characters that is slave labour, because you can't really stop that, especially when it comes to honour points.
I think it's amazing that that kind of stuff exists to begin with. It's just that you have warehouses full of children in China grinding characters and killing boars for gold. It's
what a world we've created
it's
for ourselves.
It's almost the biggest impact of in the real world that games have had.
I remember when it was created, because it was made by a man called, I think it's John Yantis, started off called IGE, Interactive Game Entertainment, if I'm right. He started off IGE selling EverQuest Platinum. This is a long way back.
Platinum being the gold.
It was the highest level currency in EverQuest. I remember when this was created thinking, that'll never work. Then, this was back then, I thought, this could never work. No, this was not...
What year were we talking about?
This was about 1999, 2000. Right, yeah. This was back when I was fat and wrong.
Fat and wrong.
Well, now you're just thin and wrong.
Hey man, step off my grill, etc.
Okay.
But anyway, I remember thinking this could never work. And it's just, I never thought it would grow into this massive empire where there's like all these, like... WoWmine, IGE, and all the other people who advertise in Orgrimmar and make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's weird, isn't it, the way they just stand there. Do they have someone who just is paid to stand there?
There's a bot, and they create new characters every time you get them.
Yeah, as fast as they can delete them. Yeah. I mean, you can delete them within minutes, aren't they?
Well,
you know what,
you know what it is? It's the free trials. They have free trials, like bam, 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 but they're getting people on that go through proxy servers to make sure their IPs aren't caught.
Mm.
So you can't really ever ban them. It's mad. They should just have like a Blizzard sniper sitting there killing them, stopping them from going.
I'm sure they do.
They regenerate so quickly.
That you
what they should them. Do is have something ridiculous like not being able to talk in channels or in slash say until you're level trial. 5 or in the trial. Or like make a level limit, so they have to level up to level 5.
So many new users if you can't talk to people until they're a certain level.
Yeah, but if you make it something weird like level 3.
I would have that brilliant thing where you just like, you know, just for 5 whole levels, you're just thinking, what would my first word be?
Cabbage!
Yeah, just like, I'm bored of killing things.
Anyway, we hope you like World of Warcraft.
Otherwise, we do. 20 minutes.
Has it been boring?
We've been talking 20 minutes.
13 minutes.
We've just been talking. Shit. Oh,
it seems we need to change the subject now. Warcraft.
Yeah.
Let's talk about shooting things. You snitching little cow. What did I do?
Zone opinion. Right, what are we playing? Although I've actually got to go and have a piss.
So, gonna leave me in the capable hands of Steve. Woo! Everyone say woo for Steve.
Stop picking up and putting down the dictaphone. They'll make clanky clanks.
I'm putting it on the I'm in it now. Less woos, all right? The kids aren't into woos.
Yeah, what are you?
Onward, kid.
Woo, yay! An animated GIF. Crazy!
Someone has to take control of the situation. Log, what have you been playing?
Well, Steve. I don't accept your authority for starters, but I'll tell you what I'm saying.
I think I fell quite naturally into the authority.
Well, I've been playing at home Tron 2.0 after going home for Christmas and finding out my old stash of games. I found loads of old games that I hadn't played for ages, like Sacrifice, the disc wasn't in the box.
Wait, Sacrifice is in the third-person RTS.
Yeah, and you build up to killing something, and that's all brilliant. But
that game's wicked.
Yeah, but, I can't believe my habit of not putting discs back in the boxes.
See, that's what I want on Steam, games like that.
Like get games, around to it.
They were mentioning it on the forums as well. They were saying that Sacrifice is a classic old game.
I've never heard of Sacrifice. What are you talking about?
It's a bit godly game.
Yeah, it's this mad... It's one of the first games, I'd say, that had ethical choices. Like, proper ethical choices that really affected your game. Because it was like you were in a third-person world and you could summon things. It was kind of like an RTS and you could also build things.
Mm.
But it wasn't wank, like most things that try and combine... The RTS genre with anything.
That's a box quote, that. Not wank.
Not wank. It's not as head as Tron. But Tron 2.0.
Yeah.
I played a demo of it. I got to the boss character and I couldn't beat him because it was really confusing. Did you beat the boss character?
I haven't. I bought Tron. Let me. I take a step back and apologise. Because I bought Tron when I was going around with a laptop and I thought this is an old game, so I'll buy it and play it. And it just didn't work on my laptop because it didn't have a graphics card in it. So I finally gone home, found my old game, brought Tron back to my computer, I put it in and it crashes about 4 hours in.
Aww.
So I've been playing it, getting a lovely taste for the graphics and the feel and the amazing nerd geek nonsense of the storyline. But I can't. It keeps stuttering and crashing now.
Oh.
I think well. Tron's probably got to be one. Oh, I'm back.
No, Will's back.
I think Tron's got to be one of the only Monolith games I've actually not played. Actually, I don't really know why.
Mungeon was a bit. It was Quake 3, wasn't it?
It was the same engine as Nott, wasn't it?
It's a
lift tech.
Oh,
okay.
That.
It does look. The thing is, it's really quite easy to make a Tron game look good.
Well, yeah.
You just need grids.
No, but not really, though, because everyone. I know you've seen a few mods that have tried it, but to get it bang on, to make it not look too gaudy, and yet.
But also, that like a little bit retro as well.
Yeah. You need to have a bit retro, but not ridiculous kind of leg warmer, arsehole retro. But
leg warmer arsehole.
Oh, kids from Fame retro.
I hate Fame.
Dancing on top of taxis. Is that the game you want to play?
What's the yes. What do you make of the life cycle stuff? That
is the worst part of it, because the big. I know you can control the camera when you're doing it, but when you the whole idea about cycles is that you're playing. 2D drop-down version. You're trying to outmaneuver everyone.
Yeah.
You can't see what they're doing. You can't play it properly.
My very first press event I ever went to for this magazine was actually for Tron, and I was kind of in this big. I was a bit scared. Didn't really know what was going on. and there was this big gang of journalists after, and everyone was like, "Oh, so what did you make the light cycle?" And I was like, "Oh, I thought it was really good. I can't wait to play it."
I love that. It's the first kind of press event we've gone to,
and everyone just went, "What?"
Yeah.
Oh, who God.
Is this? I guess this is pretty characteristic of my press event, which was E3-04, where I said publicly the DS sucked. And lots of people looked at me and went, "Oh my God, you did not say that."
I know you did, Tom.
So yeah, it's a Tron asswipe. Oh. But Tron 2.0, when Steve's not smashing the table.
Sorry.
I come
from my position of authority to smashing bottles around the room.
Tron was actually really cool, apart from the light cycle, which I never thought could work in the game, and it didn't, unsurprisingly.
Well, I'm glad I said it didn't work now.
I did not like it in the slightest. I hate the whole sort of straight turn where, it was just
right angles.
Yeah. It didn't work right for me, and it was a real break from the shootiness, which I quite liked.
Yeah.
That's some good bosses, as far as I remember.
My game crashes before the boss. So I was just throwing my frisbees at him and I couldn't kill him. I didn't know what to do.
So, we actually hit anyone else that.
No, just
to me. Briefly mentioned putting games on Steam, and I have been playing Rockstar's games because I don't want to.
You can't read a text whilst doing the podcast.
Get this. Radiohead are playing in Brick Lane tonight.
Oh no!
Who cares?
I'm going!
So anyway. How are you getting tickets?
I care. Well, yeah, who says that? And what?
This is great for the podcast, thanks guys!
My friend Guy says that they're playing and he asked if I want to go. So
I want to go!
He has some way of getting there.
Can I come too?
I'll phone him and ask as soon as the podcast is over.
Okay.
Shut up!
The guy I'm meeting in the pub tonight, he said he wanted to go and see Radiohead too.
Oh my God! It's like finding out we're all orphans. And
that was like Final Fantasy 3!
Yeah, it's actually like Final Fantasy 8 where we all forget we knew each other. Anyway, GTA.
I've been playing all of Rockstar's games because they've just been made available on Steam for something like $60 for their entire back catalogue.
Bargainous.
From GTA 1 right up until San Andreas and Max Payne 2.
Manhunt's on there as well.
Manhunt's on there as well.
If you must.
Manhunt, underrated, even though Will will say it's absolute crap. There's so many good things
about that game. I don't necessarily say this. People have heard me go on about it so many times. I don't necessarily think the actual mechanics of it are absolute crap. I just don't like it. Because of what it tries to be, and just
I think it's destroying young minds.
I think the voice acting, the use of vocal samples, and the use
Ryan
of
Cox
voice acting, and yes,
very good, yeah,
very very good. You never hear the same thing. Well, you do hear, but it's very very good. Use.
Is it a patch on any other of the big Rockstar games?
Yeah, I think it's.
It's
well,
not.
I say Red Dead Revolver.
No, I think
it's out on PC, I qualify.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Isn't that out on the PC?
No.
Good, it's crap.
I think it's not a bad game. It's not as good as... GTA 2 is the worst game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than GTA 2.
But just so you can say it's the worst Rockstar game ever.
It's not quite like anything. It's actually glass, but it's not too much.
And especially because it's a game in which the weapons are given to you very, very gradually. So when every new weapon that you get is there's a lot of worth to it, and it feels very.
Oh, it's
very,
a plastic bag.
Oh, it's not. You get different guns. First time you get a gun. I've never felt, in no other game have I felt so powerful holding a gun in my hand. Because somebody they give you a gun, the first thing you get is a handgun, and you think, oh, bang, bang, I'm just killing millions of people. Also, that's another game where it kind of holds you back from getting a weapon, but not as much as in Manhunt. I think Manhunt, you're faffing around with bits of wood and plastic bags. And
the kids just love faffing.
They do love faffing around and strangling people with
rubbish games.
It's good.
So back to Rockstar's games that you like.
I'm playing GTA 3, which has a really strange motion blur effect, which I didn't notice the first time I played it. You were watching me at the introduction.
We're both trying to remember the first lines.
It's like, I'm an ambitious girl, but you're a small fry and shoots you. Yeah, but it's got some really strange graphical effects that I don't remember being.
Is it a bit weird playing, again, going back to playing completely new characters who just stands there like...
Mute characters, the best characters, Gordon Freeman.
Yeah, I know, but they're not
Freeman just, yeah, I wouldn't
like to go back to, because all I can remember is just like people just open doors and say, hey, why don't you go and kill somebody, and so shut the door, and that's just...
I wish real life was like that.
I think...
That's kind of what freelancing was like.
As I started up GTA 3, I said to Log that I believed it to be the best of 3D Grand Theft Auto's. Vice City had the best soundtrack. San Andreas was technically the best in terms of the size of the world that you're playing in. But GTA 3, I don't know what it was. It's just
it had the best map. I think it's the only one that really, really encouraged you to learn the map as well.
Yeah, at the most interesting missions, the best cars as well. And it's just, I just loved it, especially because it was a Mario 64 of PC.
It got shit by the Third Island.
Do you think?
That's the only one I didn't complete.
The thing that confused me, do you remember they had that plane at the airport with no wings?
Yeah.
And that you could half fly, and if you're really good, you could fly it properly. Yeah. What was up with that?
That was a mad deal.
It was the Dodo.
Yeah, the Dodo.
Oh, he's like, what?
But it was like they were only half sure if their engine could do flying properly.
I'd imagine it's more like they're holding it back for the next one, to be quite honest with you.
But why would they have half of a plane in it? It's just really confusing. I got really good at flying it around.
They would have said, right, we know we're doing one after. We'll keep that back because our game is amazing enough. I mean, do you remember, okay, the first day I played GTA 3 it's one of those days when it's just like, I remember it so well, just being so amazed by games and what they can do. Oh, piss off. You
really, I wasn't. I'm going to get on my soapbox now and talk about GTA 3. I remember playing it. I do genuinely love GTA 3. But when I first played it, I went, this is pretty cool. But the missions have never impressed me that much. And for exactly the same reason you said.
You are talking fucking God. Shit.
Well done, all of you, right? Assuming that you know all about my life and all my life.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I cannot believe. I've been reading
about you, Ed.
I knew I shouldn't have written that autobiography.
I cannot believe that anybody who genuinely likes games and enjoys games, the extent that I know
when
you do.
When did GTA 3 come out?
2000.
You have to consider you were looking. I'm not saying all roads lead back to EverQuest, but as far as wide ranging worlds where you could do a load of shit in them, I'd been stuck within Norrath and all that.
Fuck EverQuest.
Don't pull EverQuest.
You look at GTA.
It's a wide ranging world. Can I just say this is. I think there's a deeper thing that's on everybody, which everybody knows that massively multiplayer online RPGs are shit. And they're not real games.
You are completely derailing this. That's for another day. Right now, we're talking about Ed's reasons for thinking GTA 3 wasn't all that great when he first played it. Come on.
Alright.
the world is really bland, and I could realise this back then. The quests, and I'm bloody saying they're quests, were pretty much, hey man, you wanna go kill this guy? Slam door, go kill guy. Or all those fucking bullshit driving around missions when the car handling was terrible.
Oh, what?
Oh, come on!
Yeah, cars. What was better?
What was better?
What cars were
driver. Driver had the best car.
Drivers wasn't that. It had good car.
Hollywood. Well, I have to admit, I always took a police car because I watched Blues Brothers too much.
Well, and of course, because they were really good cars.
Yeah, they were fucking brilliant. I have to admit, the police cars were great, and I loved driving them. But I've never been. I've enjoyed them. I played these games. I bought them. And I preferred them on the PC a hell of a lot. Because the graphics always look better and they're easier to control. Saying, yeah. But, I don't know, they've never really, like San Andreas especially, these games have never really made me go, oh, wow,
no, you know what it is? It's because world. GTA 3 was, it was revolutionary in that it was a full 3D living city. Vice City was amazing that it had planes, it had the whole, but the atmosphere was massive in it. It's just, you were living in the 80s and you had all the nice music. San Andreas failed in that it tried to go back to, wow, look, a huge living city thing again, where everyone had already seen that happen in GTA 3.
But it was not, wow, look, it's three living cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, everyone had kind of, they'd already been exposed to that, so I think that's why it's not such a
San Andreas didn't impress me the least, but GTA was fun. It just, it didn't make, everyone around me was going, holy crap, look at this game, it's like Christ himself has.
I can't believe that we actually pay you to review games. I think it's just so wrong.
Oh my god!
I think we should revoke your employment at this company.
Is it a 3 months up yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Any season of publication, and I've got it on tape.
GTA 3 is a revolutionary game, and it's available on Steam right now.
I've been playing Oblivion. Right, games hype. What stuff we're looking forward to. I played a game called Dead Space. Week or two ago, and I really liked it. Actually, it's have you guys seen anything of it?
Yeah,
I've seen virtually nothing of it, but I have watched Alien Resurrection last week,
which isn't a million miles away.
And I've seen John Carpenter's The Thing, which also isn't a million miles away.
And have you played Resident Evil 4?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, well, there you go.
Brilliant.
I don't know if this will be going out before our next magazine, so like you won't have heard my thoughts on it. But what Dead Space is, if you don't know, it's an EA game. It's based on a ship that's dead in space. Amazingly enough, and you go on. It's like Resi 4. And you're this engineer guy, and basically you go around, and the thing is, all these aliens come at you like as they would in Resident Evil 4, but your weapons kind of, instead of just shooting the head or whatever, you actually carve them up, and so you don't actually know. So I say you cut in half, and the tooth bits might still be coming at you. Cut his head off, and that might not really matter. And it's very scary.
It wasn't his head; it was actually his elbow.
Yeah, is that kind of thing?
Yeah,
can you learn the enemies and learn?
Well, that's the thing. Through trial and error, you work out exactly how that certain enemy works. You'll think, well, when they're coming towards me, I'd better try and get them in the middle. And I don't know if you know the Predator, you know how he has those three dots and razor sides. It's almost like that. You'd have three in a line, and you'd be able to, like, calling it structural dismemberment.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, so you'd be able to, like, slice them in half with physics and whatever, and then maybe that bit will die, or maybe they'll both keep on coming at you and stuff like that. It's very generic.
It's a matter of learning and sort of using it rather than the ones that we blew the head off and then would come out. That felt random.
It's a lot more part of the game. Cool. It felt unfair. I always thought it felt unfair. It's like I got
punishing you for shooting the heads off zombies, which
is
annoying.
Yeah, but that's what I played the other day, and I think even though it shamelessly steals from everything you ever played before.
Well, as long as it's still stuff. It's the gist of your article. Your article is basically a series of comparisons.
Red Dwarf
meets Event Horizon meets Resident Evil.
Well, what I quite like about it, though, from what I've read, is, like, the great thing is, it's kind of like The Thing in that you're not, like, in Resident Evil 4, you're a cop, so at least you know how to handle a gun. You've shot something. Well, it's something like you're a cop.
You're in Stars,
which is kind of special forces. In Dead Space, you're an engineer. You're pretty much like a plumber who's been sent in to fix the ship, and, oh, bollocks, it's full of aliens.
It's got zero-G sections, though.
Yeah, good.
They're brilliant.
Well, the thing is, whereas it actually... The thing about it is that your average zero-G section in Crysis or whatever, it's not really zero-G. It's kind of like floaty. But this is actually, you're stuck to the floor, like clumping around in gravity boots, mm-hmm. but everything else around you is in zero-G. So if you let this thing scuttling towards you, like these little claws holding on, if you aim your slice and dice thing at them, you can just slice them, leave the claws there, and then the actual rest of the engine like sullenly kind of float and stand up. Looking at you in a disappointed kind of way.
The best thing about that description was the face you pulled, which was a look of sullen disappointment of a man who just had his legs sliced off.
It's like, oh yeah, you really got me. Those legs were the only things I had going for me.
She's a bummer without any means of propulsion.
Wait until I hit that other wall. I'm
going to push myself off with my lips.
It is a bit like that, and if you want, like, you can aim, if you want to go to another bit, you can aim up and then it kind of be like kind of fire at it. It's kind of like a zero G kind of grappling rope. Your feet, the gravity boots kind of turn off, and you kind of zip over, and kind of you flip her backwards, and all of a sudden you're on the ceiling, but you're looking up, and it's the.
Oh, that's it. Right. It's going to make you kind of feel a bit sick as well. It's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just good. And obviously, at the same time, you've got this kind of Doom 3 kind of like a bit like when you're on Mars and like quite often you won't have oxygen and stuff like that. It's just interesting.
Yeah,
the fact that it comes from the people that made The Godfather, which wasn't very good. Mm. The thing is, whereas The Godfather, it's a kind of a lot of people in the same scene. The Godfather had very good ideas, but didn't do it.
This time
they've had good ideas, and they do seem to be coming true.
You can always tell when a developer wants to make a good game, and when they want to make a game.
When you spoke to the Godfather developers, they were so into it, they
wanted to make a good
also,
game.
Also, there were parts of the Godfather that shined so bright, but it was stuck within this kind of crappy,
samey
shell.
Yeah, the whole idea of threatening someone and actually pushing them over a counter and throwing them out the window.
That was great.
Somebody tells you, I just think, wow, that's really good. Then you actually played it with a mouse.
In the end, it had all the weight of true crime, life on the streets.
You end up threatening someone in real life when you're sweeping your hand across the desk.
I want some chewing gum!
Bam! Throwing money at you and surrendering secrets to you.
Anyone else playing anything then?
That's game type as well, game type.
I didn't mean that. I meant anyone else looking forward to something then?
Anyone hyped about games?
Not really. All so kinds.
Keeping myself.
Kind of looking forward to StarCraft 2, because more and more stuff's geeking out about that.
I so don't get
StarCraft. Am I allowed to say, I think I've probably said it before in another podcast, is that... Can't be honest about StarCraft 2.
I think StarCraft somehow just completely passed me by. I don't really know.
I got
when I was sent over to Korea, like, oh, Gordon, I was there long ago. I got a real kick out of watching him because I've never been that gifted with RTSs. I mean, I like exploring them and playing them to a point, but there comes a point where if I play another person, I'll die.
I'm like that though.
Yeah, and so I like playing the AI because that's more predictable and it won't generally beat you so well.
This is more of a general thing, and this is speaking as editor of PC Giant, to be honest with you. I don't actually know that many people that play RTS multiplayer. But I know shitloads of people that play for FPS multiplayer.
Well, that's because you can drop in.
Am I hanging out with the wrong people?
I'd be surprised how much the real-time strategy genre permeates the casual gaming demographic. In that, I've got lots of friends who I
don't see you playing many games.
Yeah.
And I suddenly find out that they all play Red Alert 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say,
yeah.
Oh, you review PC games, but you play games all day for money, don't you?
Oh.
Let's play Red Alert 2. We all like Red Alert 2, so I'll play them again. And they kick my ass against. They kick my ass.
The last house I was in, my flatmate was sort of like this club promoter who was, a casual gamer who comes down and sits, plays Xbox 360.
Hmm.
And he's playing CNC3.
Yeah. People don't think that as a casual game. That Red Alert 2 can be a casual game, but it's extremely popular.
Well, my brother's exactly the same. He really doesn't play that many games. I'll play Viva Pinata of all things. Yeah, and he'll play any real time strategy game. He still plays Total Annihilation of all games.
A lot of people do though,
and it's wicked.
Yeah.
But he also loves Red Alert 2, Supreme Commander, like any of those games he'll play. Anything else? No, God no, won't touch him.
Yeah, you think that casual gaming is all Peggle and Nintendo DS and just all these Nintendo really simplified games.
Yeah, it's like
patronizing
people. Aren't
yeah, yeah, yeah. It is. It's patronizing. It's just casual gamers are idiots and they can't comprehend any numbers or anything like that. But then you get people, they play Red Alert 2 and there's a certain kind of game if it's made the right way. If it's a good game, it will hook people.
To be honest with you, in terms of statistics and whatever, like seemingly hardcore games at the minute is WoW. And I know people who just don't really play games who play WoW.
All you guys who wouldn't touch an MMO with a shitty stick.
Oh, well,
I've tried others.
No,
that's
no.
Not true. I've played EVE Online.
Well, okay, Steve is the exception because he's hardcore.
No, I've played
Guild Wars. But there are all sorts of people who I know who are suddenly touching the genre because they're WoW. And the same goes with Red Alert 2. It's just these games that are just so good and they so hit the right buttons with people. So I suppose, it kind of argues that genres aren't hard and fast between hardcore and casual. If they do it right, they'll hit everyone.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's the challenge, I suppose, of gaming overall.
Hmm.
Nice point.
Will's got a log's got a flute. Can I just say that?
Schoolboy error, Will!
I holidayed in Ireland. Can everyone stop while I explain?
I've nearly got to see the band.
Hang on, Logan.
Oh no. I can't go lower than that. Anyway,
I went to Ireland over Christmas and I bought everybody Irish penny whistles. And that's why everyone's got Irish penny whistles now.
It's the best thing ever.
Yes.
There are the things that, when you're playing them yourself, they're an entertaining diversion, but the second you hear anyone else playing them, they instantly become a sort of excruciating anger.
Yeah. That's why Peter's always been ostracized from the rest of the...
Well, it's almost by that time the official Nintendo magazine got that Screaming Pepper Army.
Someone was playing Jackass.
Raving Rabbids.
They got the Raving Rabbids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, nothing was worse than when someone was playing Jackass. And then we could hear for like an hour and a half. Bang.
Jackass.
I was seriously ready to like kill myself.
Annoying sounds of games. Raving Rabbids, number one.
Well, it amused me for about 20 minutes. Actually, even longer than that. When playing the game, I didn't mind it. But
I actually loved it.
Across the room.
Oh,
that
Jesus
sound.
Ugh. It was just when you were just having a really good thought. You're like, best strapline ever. Oh, fuck.
Yes.
Oh, PC games?
PC. Well, they did.
Oh, recently Raving Rabbids.
PC.
Our Will's Grand thing.
Oh, I just think we've been talking about it enough.
We have.
I'm editor, do what I say.
Cool. Let's move on.
Log's going in 2 minutes. We're going to do this really quick. Log, what's your best moment in games?
Bit where the guts come out of the bum.
Yes! That's my favourite bit as well. I can't believe you stole it.
No, that's cool. Well, I do have to go now. That's why I made up a bit about, with my...
Oh,
my phone's ringing. That's the worst segment ever.
Right. You're the one that's going.
Get out of
the... I'm the one that's going. That's my dick tone. I want it back tomorrow.
So Will, podcast and shit.
I'm just recording.
And Steve's knocking drinks over. Can you get me a ticket?
Get me a ticket.
Oh, wait, you said, what time have we got radio? Oh, okay.
You just made a sound effect.
What's that?
I'll come back, we can do that again.
No, no, we're still doing it.
No, we're still recording. might as well try, we head on over.
Doesn't sound hopeful.
This is a bad idea.
Because I do have to go.
Yeah, what time?
What time is
it
now? Now, PC Gamers, a song.
Yes,
the end.